I recently had a friend and her husband going through a tough situation where things just didn't work out as they thought they would. They were just so frustrated, they were feeling devastated, and just a little betrayed. And often in those moments, I think about how I would want someone to talk to me while I'm in the middle of feeling all the feels. While this real and hard thing is happening, right? This thing that my friend and her husband were going through was real. It's not something made up. Now, I know you're probably thinking, well, Jess, of course it was a real situation. But I think sometimes we try to deny our reality or pretend maybe it didn't happen or exist in the name of faith. But I know this friend well. I know she stands firm in her faith and believes the Lord. And I know that her husband does too. But I personally wanted to give her space to hold both. I wanted her to know that I was sorry for how things turned out without bypassing her feelings. And most importantly, just spiritually bypassing them. Again, because the situation was real of what they're going through. And I didn't want to go and just tell them, just trust God. Again, that is true. She knew that, but I didn't want to deny the reality of what she was feeling. You tracking with me here? Because I knew that's not what she needed to hear. She just needed some space to process the way things were panning out, and she never let go of her faith to express her emotions. And she never let go of her emotions to express her faith. She carried both at the same time. Therefore, I have two things to share with you about how to feel your emotions without spiraling. Number one, we don't have to abandon our emotions to express our faith. I think we have to learn to carry those pieces with us to the Father. The second thing is learning how to not be afraid of your own thoughts. And can I tell you something? I think it's important that you know that you don't have to figure this all out on your own either. If you are listening to maybe a couple of my podcast episodes, or maybe this is your first time here, but you might be thinking, I know I need to change, but I don't know where to start. That's really why I created my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, because it walks you through steps to process. So you're not just trying to piece everything together and feel overwhelmed by what to do next. And right now it's 50% off for the summer. So why not? All you have to do is open this episode wherever you're listening, scroll down to the description right underneath the title, and that's where you will find the 50% off link to get started. Because again, you don't have to do this all on your own. Sometimes you need a starting point if everything feels overwhelming, but I also have a podcast episode for that too. So scroll back a couple episodes if you're just feeling, I don't know where to start. But again, open this episode, scroll down right underneath the title, and you will find the link there. Click on it and you will get started. Now let's move into the meaty part of today's episode, because I think one of the biggest misconceptions I see is that people think feeling an emotion means being consumed by it. For example, we think if I let myself feel sad, I'll stay sad. If I let myself feel angry, I'll become bitter. If I let myself feel disappointed, I'll lose hope. If I let myself feel afraid, I'll spiral. Therefore, instead of feeling the emotion, we just kind of start fighting against it. We will analyze it. We'll pray over it. We kind of like quote scripture at it. Maybe we'll try to reason our way out of it. But what if the spiraling isn't coming from the emotion? What if it's coming from our resistance to the emotion? I was just talking with a one-on-one client of mine in our session about this very thing, because she had had moments in season of her life where she felt depression and she walked through hard things, and she was being so vulnerable to share how, I don't know if I want to feel those feelings again because I'm afraid. And I get it. It's real. We don't want to go back to those uncomfortable feelings, But I think our resistance sometimes from just saying, gosh, this sucks, and or but I'm walking through this and here's what the Lord is showing me. It's not an either or, it's both and. But I think as soon as we have these emotions and we don't know what to do with them, we start spiraling and we start trying to make ourselves feel better right away. And again, it's that resistance. So when I started my more intense healing journey with God 11 months ago, I had to learn how to not be afraid of my own thoughts that produce certain emotions, especially fear. I had to learn that my thoughts were created by the emotions and feelings that I had. My thoughts came because my mind was trying to create a story around why I was feeling that way. And by recognizing that your thoughts are often just the storytellers and not the truth, you kind of strip them of their power. You are learning to sit with the physical sensation of fear without letting the mental narrative spin out of control. So when I came out of functional freeze and had experienced things I had never experienced before in my physical body, like fear, anxiety, I mean, it's a whole new level. I'm not talking about mentally. It was just, it's hard to describe. It kind of came online. It was stored emotions and feelings from over the however many years that I was carrying this, that my mind created thoughts around because of these adrenaline stored in my body. Therefore, I had to relearn how to feel my emotions without spiraling with them. If we go back to the story of my friend, she wasn't spiraling because she felt devastated. She wasn't spiraling because she felt disappointed. She wasn't spiraling because she was grieving what she thought would happen. She was simply allowing herself to acknowledge reality. Like, this was nothing that they had planned. And they're doing their best to navigate as new situations arise. It still meant the situation was painful, the outcome was hard, but she was letting herself feel that while remaining connected to God. And that's very different than spiraling. I look at it as information, because a spiral can sound more like, what does this mean? What if things never get better? Why does this always happen to me? Now what? Maybe God forgot about me. Notice that those aren't emotions. Those are thoughts. And often what people are actually afraid of is not the emotion itself, right? They're afraid of the thoughts that might come after it. And that is actually one of the biggest things that we work on inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, because many women come into the course believing they need to get rid of their emotions. And you realize the goal is not getting rid of them. It's to understand them and make sure they go in their proper place. Because when you stop fearing your emotions, you can stop reacting to them the same way. When I look at this from a biblical perspective, I always take my clients to the Psalms. And David is probably one of your strongest examples. He starts some of his Psalms with, "How long, O Lord? Why have you forgotten me? My tears have become my food day and night." I don't think David was pretending here. He wasn't bypassing. He wasn't saying, "I know God is good and I shouldn't feel this." Like, we wouldn't have a Bible almost if there was no expression of reality in it, especially in the Psalms, Lamentation, like all of these things that God was so kind to include in the Bible. And he wasn't saying, again, that he shouldn't feel this. He was brutally honest about what he felt. The most important thing, though, is that David expressed his emotions without making them his final authority. And I make that so clear in my one-on-one sessions with my clients. Because it's, here's the experience. How long, Lord? Have you abandoned me? Have you forgotten me? But he didn't stop talking to God. He kept bringing the fear to God. He kept saying, "God, but your steadfast love." And he didn't let the discouragement become his entire story. Let's think about Hannah for a minute. Hannah was so overwhelmed with grief that people thought she was drunk. Eli went up to her and basically was saying that she looks like a drunk woman. She was not drunk. She was weeping. So for somebody to say, "Oh my gosh, you look drunk," can we just take like a minute to think about the emotion that she was expressing? Like she had to have been weeping. I'm talking like shoulders up and down, sob cry, like full body movement here. Because you wouldn't have known or thought somebody was drunk if like the whole body wasn't involved, right? She, at least that's my perspective. Maybe you have a different perspective, but she was weeping. She was praying. She was pouring out her heart, and God never rebuked her for expressing her emotion. She wasn't like, "Oh my gosh, Hannah, what were you doing?" No. God didn't tell Hannah to calm down. He met her in her pain. So the next time you feel something uncomfortable, I don't want you to think about how do I stop feeling this, which you might not consciously think like, how can I get over this? But you will turn to something or a thought or something to try to convince yourself to keep going. So instead, I just want you to ask yourself, can I make room for this feeling without trying to solve it? The most important thing I think in anything that I share, even on this podcast, is I don't want you to think that faith isn't pretending you don't feel anything. Faith is bringing what you feel to God without letting it define the entire story. I just think I see it so much that we deny our humanity. We live out of fear of punishment from God, and that keeps us stuck in our bodies. It's stuck in our minds and stuck in our stories. So when you start to spiral, can you just make room for this without solving it, without thinking something's wrong with you, but to acknowledge, oh man, oh Lord, okay, but you're good. This sucks. Like you're just, it's just the reality. We're not trying to over spiritualize pain here. We're not trying to convince you, I'm saying me, that you don't matter. I'm not even saying it's a lack of faith, but sometimes I think it's the idea of faith that we carry that can mess us up a little bit. The idea that we have about who God is that can just convince us that we're supposed to be in pain. So just ask yourself, can you make room for that feeling without trying to solve it? I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.